alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. Three praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org. The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Well, good morning. It's Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and with us this morning is Deborah Tavares, and we're going to be talking about the smart meters.
Yes, sir, Dr.
Now,
Stan.
I'd like to
turn
refer
that
to them
off.
As toxic meters.
Turn it off.
They certainly put out radiation, and this is a problem for some people. Very, very sensitive to radiation, they'll have real health and medical problems. But this is much more than simply replacing your conventional electric and gas meters with radioactive or with radio wave meters that are constantly monitoring your use of electricity, because this goes along with smart appliances. Smart grid, smart growth. It's part of the fascist system planned by the ruling elite to control us from the cradle to the grave. Or as O'Brien told Winston in George Orwell's 1984, like a boot stamping on a human face forever. That was his definition of socialism. This is socialism. This is scientific control the individual, so that the monitor, the computer, will be able to tell you exactly how much electricity you're using, what you are using in your house every minute of every day and every night. You say, that's crazy talk. Well, what's going on in the world today is crazy. What's going on in the Middle East is crazy. What's going on financially is crazy. What's going on in our schools where they teach our kids to hate America? We teach them there is no such thing as discipline. They determine what's right and wrong. We teach them there is no God. We teach them everything bad about God, family, and country in our schools. And isn't that crazy? Well, with us this morning is Deborah Tavares. She's been studying this whole thing of smart meters. Here in California, they have a massive media campaign put on by the local utility company in Northern California, PG&E, to convince us that isn't it wonderful? Now you can go onto your computer and you can tell exactly how much electricity you're using. And it really is amazing. But, of course, is this good? Is it going to cut our electric bill? No, it's designed to raise our electric bill. It's part of Agenda 21. They want to raise the cost of electricity. They want to raise the cost of a certain amount of natural gas, of oil and gasoline, of water. They want to raise the price of certainly everything we use. They want to impoverish the American people. They want to lower our living standards. It's Agenda 21. It's not theoretical. It's real. You can read it. It's published. You can get it from the on the internet. It's available from Radio Liberty, published by the United Nations. It's the worldwide plan to lower the living standards in first world nations so they could raise living standards in third world nations and control everyone from the cradle to the grave. Deborah, you pick up the story.
I wanted to let everybody know that this is contained in United Nations Agenda 21, Smart Grid. And when we discuss that with people, they're surprised that the United Nations would have any ties with the United States of America, and it does. And it is an overriding plan, as Dr. Stan has discussed, to ration and direct the use of utilities worldwide. And we have on our website, refusesmartmeters.com, some very, very important information that everyone listening should listen and download. And some of that very important information is contained in a declassified military document that discusses the intention of this technology to cause all of us harm. And I also, Dr. Stan, have a breaking AP news release this morning that's exceedingly important for everyone to know. But I'd like to build into more of what the smart meter is before I go there. And very quickly, it absolutely will raise the cost of your utilities. It's designed to do that. It's designed to decrease your standard of living. It's designed to ration and remotely shut down the usage in your home of specific appliances, because part of the majority of the success of the grid is going to be dependent on all of our compliance to changing out our appliances, both large and small. And those remote powered shutdowns can ultimately be done on individual appliances because they will all have chips in them. And the increased levels of radio frequency transmissions and dirty electricity, that is, you cannot see it, it's odorless, it will be flowing through the environment in your homes and ending up at your smart meter that's connected on the outside of your home. Now, keeping in mind, this is your electric meter that sits generally on the outside of all of our homes, and it is what the meter reader reads when they come and read your monthly usage. The meter readers will all be let go from their jobs, and this will now all be done remotely. This is why there will be ultimate control by a push of a button in a remote location with our utility companies and anyone else that is deemed to be having that kind of access to our lives. But what I want to say this morning that is so, so important is that there has been a year-long study and experiment with the nation's electric grid, and it could mess up the traffic lights, security systems, some computers, and make plug-in clocks and appliances like programmable coffee makers run up to 20 minutes faster. And they're saying, quote, a lot of people are going to have a lot of things break, and they're not going to know why. And this is the head of the Time Service Department of the U.S. Naval Observatory. It's one of two official timekeeping agencies in the federal government. And they've said since 1930, electric clocks have kept time based on the rate of electrical current that powers them. And if the current slips off its usual rate, the clocks will run fast or slow, and that the power companies now need to take steps to correct this current and keep the frequency of the current and the time as precise as possible. And this is very, very concerning.
Hold that thought, Deborah. We'll be back in just a moment here with Deborah Tavares talking about smart meters, smart appliances, smart grid for dumb people.
Florida Tile in Fort Collins is proud of our U.S. men and women in uniform. We thank you and your families for the sacrifices you've made to defend our freedom. We pray for your safety in war and your safe return home. We honor those who've given their lives to fight terrorism. This message is courtesy of Florida Tile at 1833 East Harmony Road, number 9 in Fort Collins. They support the men and women of our armed forces in our community.
health seekers. This is Bev Parker announcing my next free essential oils workshop. Mark your calendar now for Wednesday, June 29th, 6 p.m. at the downtown Hilton in Fort Collins, west of College on Prospect. Discover how to use essential oils for joint and muscle health and pain management. Learn to enhance your body's natural healing ability so you can enjoy summer activities. Get the resources you need for health and well-being. Don't miss this fun and fabulous event. Bring new friends for the Thank You Friend gift drawing. Enjoy a team member's business strategy session. Be surprised with free essential oil gifts. And greet KHNC talk show host Danny Golden as she makes a special personal appearance to meet you. Seating is limited for this free essential oils workshop on June 29th, 6 p.m. at the Fort Collins Hilton, 425 West Prospect. Reserve your spot now by calling me, Bev Parker, 970-493-6789, or go to RockyMountainEssentialOilBlog.com. That's RockyMountainEssentialOilBlog.com,
970-493-6789. Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized.
Well, I stand here at the American Freedom Network, and our guest this morning is Deborah Tavares. We're talking about the plan. This is a plan. It's a worldwide plan. I mean, if you don't believe there's a worldwide movement, just check and find out. The same thing's going on in Europe. They know exactly what they're doing. There's a small group of people who rule the world. We call them the super class. David Rothkopf, a member of this group, has written about them. Who Rules the World, I think is another book he's written. My book, Brotherhood of Darkness, goes into them. They're sometimes called the power elite or the invisible government or America's unelected rulers. Doesn't matter what you call them. They're the financial elite, of course, basically tied into the interlocking secret societies and covert organization who've been very well rewarded for their treachery and deception. They're smart people, but they have a different view of the world. They believe that a small group should determine what is done with the rest of us, and they believe there are too many people in the world. Part of the program is ready for mass genocide. They've already killed several billion people, and we could go into the background, or at least eliminated the lives, at least 400 million in China, abortions, one-child policy, probably 50 to 100 million here in the United States with the abortions and the sterilization and the contraception, other programs, but similar numbers in India, Africa, and we could, but that's another subject. They are certainly intent upon eliminating a large segment of the remaining part of the world. But they are the ones behind the smart meter program, because they want to monitor and control you. They want to skyrocket your cost of electricity and lower your living standards. And Deborah, most people find that hard to believe, and yet it's going on all across America, all across the world, and the average individual is oblivious. They think that the smart meter is designed to decrease their electric costs. And, oh boy, are they surprised when they get their new electric bill. You go ahead.
Well, that is correct. People are shocked and surprised with their bills. I find that when we're talking about the results and consequences of the smart meters, we really are not discussing Agenda 21, because I think that just the system of the smart meter in and of itself is enough to concern people, because they're not being told, and they can verify the fact with their utility companies, that the intention is to require at some point that they replace all of their appliances in their homes, both large and small. And when they find out that, they really understand that they've been deceived. And then when they find out that their invasion of privacy with remote shutdowns is going to affect the way they live in their homes, and further, when they find out about the uninsurable insurance consequences, because there are many canaries in the coal mine, figuratively speaking, that have been getting sick from just the attachment of the smart meters on their homes, and this affects animals as well. People are lethargic, they're having some forgetfulness, some rashes, some ringing of the ears is very, very common. There are many, many consequences of these people. Not everyone is going to feel that initially, but as the interior consequences of this electromagnetic field spreads through our homes and is collected on the exterior of our homes on the meters, more and more people will start feeling sick, because if you go to refusesmartmeters.com, you can look at this very, very upsetting and very, very disturbing document. It's a military document that was obtained through the Freedom of Information Act, and it's extremely disturbing. It discusses how microwave, EMF, and RF, which is radio frequency technology, is being used for weaponization against human beings by the military, because they know how harmful it is to human life and safety. And our representatives, to be ignorant of this is understandable, but when you discuss this with them, their continued ignorance is, of course, inexcusable. And everyone now must consider the potential use of this technology that's being authorized by all of our public utility commissions across the nation and the utility companies that are installing smart meters on our homes and businesses. And we're requiring that the burden of proof on their safety is now up to the utility companies and the CPUC, and we're demanding that further deployment of smart meters stop. So that's why we are on a campaign for everyone to refuse the attachment of the smart meters to your homes, businesses, schools. Every single building that has electricity to it will have a meter. And many people now here in Northern California are building cages around their meters. It's not preventing the meters from being read, but it is preventing vandalism of their original analog meters before they get the smart meters. And there are now thousands and thousands of people that are refusing in that way.
Deborah, I think it's vitally important that people understand that the naysayers will point out, why, my goodness, you get a lot more radiation from your cell phone. And that may, in some instances, be true, certainly. But cell phones are harmful, and they know they're harmful. They just don't want the public to know, because they want everybody to have a cell phone, because they can track them, they can listen to their telephone calls, they can know where they are, even when the cell phone is turned off. In fact, there is software in your cell phone that will track every place you've been, and they can take that. And in fact, that was recently found the software was in your cell phones, so they could track where you'd been. Apple and the other people that involve iPods, and they said, well, we can't imagine how that software got in there. Oh, shucks, we're just so incompetent, that software just snuck in there all by itself. Well, basically, the studies are there. University of Washington had studies show that the cell phones damaged the brain, destroyed DNA with use for any period of time, could lead to cancer. You can get this. They were actually threatened. The university was threatened if they dared to publish the articles. And they did publish the articles. You can check this out on the Internet, or we can provide you the article about this. We have it. University of Washington published this there in the Lumina Alumni Bullet. They'd been threatened. The last thing they want you out there in the audience to know is they want to destroy your health. They want to endanger you. They want to promote cancer. Cell phones, actually, I saw an article the other day, caused the male sperm simply to be impotent and certainly not to be able to function normally if you carry your cell phone on your belt. Of course, it'll affect your sperm and your reproduction, and whether that'll lead to congenital malformations, I don't know. But they know that the sperm are altered by cell phone radiation, and that's exactly the same radiation you're going to be getting from the smart meters, except that you can't turn that off. They can, of course, that's all the time. And then when you have the smart appliances, they'll have the refrigerator and the washing machine and the dryer and the hair dryer. Every appliance is going to have one of these chips in it and sending out sending radio signals so it can be turned off and on. Your home is going to be filled with this radiation. They know what they're doing. They hate humanity. When you understand this whole thing is organized evil, it all begins to make sense. They know what they're doing. And you've got to help us out there in the audience. You've got to help us get this information out. Go ahead, Deborah.
Yes, everyone can assist by going to refusesmartmeters.com. You can print off flyers and give this to your neighbors. We have ordered yard signs that say refuse smart meters, and you can make them specific with for your utility company. They're very inexpensive, but it's a tremendous way for groups to pull together and order 100 signs and get them around your neighborhood. We've been using them as sunshades on our cars when we park in shopping centers. We're parking our cars on large thoroughfares and putting these signs in our windows with the flyers in boxes by our car tires, telling and encouraging people to take a flyer, because we've got to massively get this information out. And once people are somewhat aware, even if they see the word refuse, when they are then approached by someone that's coming onto their property to take their meter off, at least they're remembering that there's a problem. And then they'll go, oftentimes they'll say, no, we don't want it, and then they'll check into it. It's going to require people in this audience informing all your friends and family and neighbors to stop this in the United States. Again, the World Health Organization just announced in June that cell phones are now classified as a B2 carcinogen, and we have proven with the studies that have now been made on the smart meters that smart meters are far more dangerous than even cell phones. And again, you can turn off a cell phone, but you cannot turn off your smart meter. And the AP report this morning that's talking about the clocks now all being affected, the concern now in this statement that was just released today is that they will tweak the power grid's frequency and increase it so that it continues a level of frequency that will not slow down all of our clocks. Now, they're also saying that ovens and coffee makers, anything that flashes 12 noon when it loses powers, will be off, and there will be an error in the time, and that will increase. And they're saying that they're very, very concerned. It's going to have massive consequences. And, of course, we know they're going to tell all of us with that technology to repurchase all of our clocks, all of the appliances that flash. The cost to this, to the average family, is going to be tremendous. Just changing out appliances, thousands of dollars, and you're going to intensify the damage inside your homes with all of this unseen and unsmell radiation and EMF current that is going to flow through your home. Gas, you can smell when there's a leak, and that is to warn you of the potential harm that will occur. This has no warning. Your warning is an illness. Your warning is ringing of the ears. Your warning is heart palpitations, not understanding at first why that is happening. Your warning is mood disruptions and mood swings that can lead to all kinds of emotional problems without your even knowing. It can make you anxious. It can cause irritability. It is designed to do that. Read this declassified military document on refusesmartmeter.com. Print that document out. Discuss this with your neighbors. Go to your local community officials. Go to your town meetings. Go to every meeting that you can attend and take these flyers and spread the word. We are under attack with this grid system. It is designed to impoverish us, and designed to extract money out of our pockets. It's designed to ration. It is going to take away the freedoms in our homes. We will have to tell stories to our grandchildren how we once lived in our homes before we were controlled by the usage of our washing machine, refrigerator, our microwaves. Whatever we do in our homes is going to be changed. We are going to be forced to live in our homes and operate in our homes differently than we ever have. And this is by design. Again, this is part of United Nations Agenda 21 Smart Grid. And our government has a plan for you. And this is what they are doing. And we need to say no. We refuse. We're not kneeling down to this.
And you know what's really so amazing is they keep telling us the danger of terrorism. Oh, the terrorists are going to take away our freedom. Whereas, of course, it's being done systematically by the very people who are supposedly protecting us from the non-existent threat of terrorism. It is they that...
Florida Tile in Fort Collins is proud of our U.S. men and women in uniform. We thank you and your families for the sacrifices you've made to defend our freedom. We pray for your safety in war and your safe return home. We honor those who've given their lives to fight terrorism. This message is courtesy of Florida Tile at 1833 East Harmony Road, number 9 in Fort Collins. They support the men and women of our armed forces in our community.
Whether you already know essential oils are valued for their ancient wisdom and wellness, or you're considering their use as a viable, non-toxic, healthy alternative, your question should be the same. Are all essential oils certified pure therapeutic grade? Who makes the highest quality essential oils available? Do all test for safety and meet rigorous standards? Can all oils pass the scrutiny of health professionals and scientists? Many essential oils don't meet these standards, so ask one more question. Where can I find the most powerful, reasonably priced, certified pure therapeutic grade essential oils? doTERRA, gift of the earth. doTERRA, committed to natural, empowering ideals. If you're new to essential oils or a seasoned expert, you'll recognize the superior quality of doTERRA certified pure therapeutic grade essential oils with your first experience. Call 970-493-6789. That's 970-493-6789 or RockyMountainEssentialOil.com. That's RockyMountainEssentialOil.com.
The people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Well, I was And here at the American Freedom Network, our guest this morning, Deborah Tavares. Our telephone number, if you'd like to call us, 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. Deborah, I want you to get your web page out there. First of all, tell them about the smart meters, and then if you'd like to tell them about the demonstration at the time they're going to be holding their meeting of the Bohemian Grove, if you'd like to bring that up, fine.
Yes, very, very important. Everyone go to refusesmartmeter.com, print off or read that declassified military document, know the intentions of this technology. Also understand that the Environmental Protection Agency, or as we know it, the EPA, has said that the FCC's exposure standards are seriously flawed and that the rules of the FCC do not address the issue of long-term chronic exposure to RF fields. The reason I'm pointing this out is that there were no studies initially done on this grid prior to rollout that assured that the exposure would not affect people. And the public utility commissions across the nation have been saying that they are relying on the approved standards of this exposure by the FCC. And there's an internal department objection as to what the FCC standards are. And we know there could never have been anything that had said, that would have said that this grid was safe because the military says it is not and it was designed to cause us harm.
And I think it's important to know that there are all sorts of studies coming out now on the danger of cell phones and cell phone towers, and they have known this all along. In fact, before they became popular, they were threatening people who dared to, mention the danger of cell phones, their relationship to DNA changes leading to cancer. But then, of course, they want cancer. They're doing everything they can to promote cancer. That's why the incidence of cancer has grown from 1 in 17 at the beginning of the last century to 1 in 3 now, going on to 1 in 2. That is why they're withholding treatments for cancer here in the United States, as you get in other countries, but not here in the United States. Why would that be? There really are people who want to damage your health and the health of your family. We're dealing with evil people. Once you understand that, it will all make sense. So they know that the cell phones, they know that RFID, they know that Wi-Fi. In fact, perhaps Deborah will touch on what's happening over in Europe as far as Wi-Fi broadband and so many of these wonderful things that we have that makes life so much more tolerable, and yet, of course, what impact does it have on our health? They know what they're doing, ladies and gentlemen, but they're using them because they hate humanity. When you understand that, it all begins to make sense. Go right ahead, Deborah.
Yes. In the UK, the Department of Education has announced that children under 16 should not use cell phones except in an emergency. In Vienna, the Medical Association has warned against Wi-Fi and cell phones use by children also up to the age of 16. Germany as well. They're not allowing installations of Wi-Fi now in schools until it has been shown to be harmless. And also with the UK, now they are requiring that they remove the wireless networks in schools. We have an outpouring in Europe across the board with all of the countries in Europe because they have been connected to this grid mesh network longer than we have. The Library of France has removed their Wi-Fi because of the health consequences and the limits, the installation to cable connections only. Also in Paris, France, they've removed the Wi-Fi from their public libraries as well. So across the board in Europe, we're not hearing about that here in the United States. It's not frontline news because our news media is not telling us What are the effects of this? They're trying to roll this out on us covertly and deceptively.
Hold that thought. We do have a caller. Who's calling in?
Yeah, hi. This is Gary in Loveland, Colorado.
Hi. How you doing, Jerry?
Good, Dr. Stan. I've got a question. What if you already have the smart meter?
Well, Gary, I'm hoping that it's not on a bedroom wall, number one. What I would first like you to do is take a look at that military document on our site, refusesmartmeter.com. Then look at the video there. It's called The Dark Side of Smart Meters. Understand exactly how it affects your home, you, and your neighbors. Then when you're armed with that information, because you understand the intent and how it will harm you, you go down to your utility company and you demand that they disable it. Now, you can also call in advance your utility company and see whether or not they are actually getting readings from your smart meter. Do you know whether or not your meter is still being read by a meter reader, or have they stopped coming to your property?
No, as far as I know, there's no meter reader.
Okay.
What happened here in my community, they just went ahead and installed them without anybody's permission. Because once I found out about the smart meter, I called my Poudre Valley REA and asked if I had a smart meter. And she said, yes, you do. I said, well, how come we never got a notice? Said, oh, we did. We did put out a notice. And I said, well, could you fax me that notice, please? So they faxed the notice, and on that notice they said their people would come out, they would knock on your door, explain to you about the smart meter, and leave a flyer or something on your doorknob. Well, come to find out, I've talked to at least the people I've talked to in my neighborhood. Not one person even knew they got one. And not
only
that,
they
never even talked to the HOA. They didn't know they were installed.
Sure.
Okay, Gary, I need to add something very important. You need to get your homeowners association involved in this immediately, because as people do start to get sick, there's going to be massive litigation. And the utility companies are saying that they are not responsible for installing these on your homes, that they were mandated by your PUC. And what we have been told here by PG&E, our utility provider, is that they would not be responsible or liable in any way for any consequences of harm, because they were mandated by essentially the government. And I have been told by insurance carriers, because there is no environmental impact coverage that covers people as they start to become ill, and there will be those, there's roughly between 5% and 10% conservatively of all people that will start getting sick. And homeowners associations are going to become very, very vulnerable and become targets in the crosshairs of massive litigation. My insurance company said that this massive litigation is going to supersede big tobacco. So what I would do is I would get your homeowners association involved in demanding that your utility company immediately turn off the device that is transporting this information by remote radio frequency transmission. Tell them that you have this military document and you are requiring that they dismantle that immediately. Also,
hang on just a minute until we get back from this break, and I'll give you my thoughts on this.
American Legacy Firearms in Fort Collins reminds us to salute our troops. Show them your support and send a care package today. This message from American Legacy Firearms in Fort Collins, the leader in custom engraved and laser engraved limited edition firearms and one-of-a-kind guns you can't find anywhere like NRA pistols. They offer special prices for NRA members and veterans. Call 221-0502. That's 221-0502, or visit them online at AmericanLegacyFirearms.com.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
Clay's Well Service says during summer, children should not be without hope or guidance. For many troubled youth, the first step toward negative behavior is having nothing better to do. Take your kids to a park, library, or other supervised activity. The best weapon against delinquency, drugs, and crime is family time. That's from Clay's Well Service, the time-proven rotary well drilling expert serving farm, home, and industry with Equa expertise. Water systems and emergency pump service to serve your specific needs. Just call 307-286-8914.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network.
Jerry, are you still there?
Yes, I am, Dr. Stan. I just want to make one quick statement, and I'll get off the phone. To inform people, especially here in the Fort Collins, Loveland area of Colorado, to know whether or not you have a smart meter, this is a way to find out. When you go to your meter, if it's digital, and you see the names Landis and Guy are on there, you have a smart meter.
Well,
so that's just to make everyone aware.
You have one installed. You have
Jerry, which Poudre Valley, paid $3.5 million to have these people install these meters about 8 months before they even start talking about smart meters. So, anyway, I just wanted to put that in, and thank you very much.
Well, but the thing is that you need to use this to get your neighbors aware. Get this, pull down this military document from Deborah's site. Let people understand they and their family are endangered. Get some of the information.
I'm definitely going to do that, and I also took one of those flyers from RefuseSmartMeters.com and posted it on our swimming pool.
Gary,
so at least some of the people can know that they've got the smart meter, even
Gary,
though they can't do anything about it now.
Yeah, Gary, what I would recommend you do is make as much noise so that you can gain some media attention. You have a homeowners association. I think you need to go to your local media outlets. I think you need to tell all of your public officials that this was deceptively installed without your prior knowledge. You have this military document. Your homeowners association is outraged because the liability issues are potentially very, very grim. And the homeowners associations do not have the money to fend off litigation. So
right.
I would call an immediate homeowners association meeting. I would have them alert everyone in your homeowners association that you're taking this on, you're warning them that this is a problem, and that you're going to take action. And I would also inform all family, friends, anyone you know out of your area that does not yet have smart meters to prevent them. But in the meantime, I would find out who will support an outcry of the deception behind this and how you were deceived and installed upon without your knowledge, and see if you can't get this to take wings in Colorado. This might very well vibrate across the nation. We need this out. We need to help the other people that have them and the people that do not.
Right.
This is by design. It is deception. It is intended to cause all of us tremendous harm.
And well, definitely get on the site and copy that material.
And find out if the Public Utilities Commission has authorized this. If they have, then write to your legislators and ask them why they want to harm the people. Tell them that you're going to be targeted for re-election. Find out if it's really authorized by PUC. Here in California, because of the public outcry, the PUC is holding additional meetings on this and saying, look, we never mandated this thing. So the utilities are lying because they're all tied in to the Brotherhood of Darkness. And if you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, shame on you.
God, yeah, I know. I need to get that book. One other thing. Our electric company is a co-op. So I don't know if that would, you know, if there's any, you know, contacting the you know.
Well, Gary, I would contact your co-op. I would tell, print this document off. I would put them on notice that this is the consequence of the results of the smart meter. There is absolute assurance that people will be injured and harmed with this. And I would see if you could muster up a larger rally, even beyond your homeowners association. I'm sure that you probably have multiple meters on some building walls, perhaps, in your homeowners association on some of the buildings. Those are the people out here in California that if they are susceptible to becoming sick, we're finding those are the ones with multiple meters that are getting sick the fastest. And we have people here trying to mitigate that for these people. In many instances, people have had to move out of their homes and seek refuge where there were not as many meters attached to their building wall.
Jeez.
Again, look at refusesmartmeter.com.
It's amazing. It's just, my God.
Well, the important thing is this is an issue where we can begin to get the people to understand that the danger is not terrorism. It is the people here in America, positions of leadership, the Brotherhood of Darkness that wants to damage our health. Hey, thanks for calling, Jerry. Keep us posted. We have another caller. Who's
okay,
calling?
Okay, thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Thank you. All right. Good luck.
Who's the other caller?
This is Doug. I have a couple questions.
Sure, go ahead.
If you have one on your house, can you wrap it or on three sides with aluminum to stop that from coming in your house? And
Doug,
the other question is, what kind of meter can I use to judge, to track what's happening? I mean, how much power is putting out?
Well, Doug, there are meters. You can go on to the EMSSafetyNetwork.org. You can find more information about those Gauss meters. They're called Gauss meters. But you can take a look at this official military document to know that it is intended to cause you harm. And as far as wrapping your meter with foil, I know that some people are doing that, but what we have found out is it is likely and possibly refracting off of that foil and increasing the radiation and EMF that's then being directed into your home. So what people are having to do is put a piece of metal on the inside wall of their home to prevent that refraction coming in their walls. But more importantly than trying to mitigate the dangers of this death machine, we're now calling it smart murders because it is designed to cause us harm, is to work with your neighbors and try to get this thing disarmed. Get to your utility company, tell them this is the military document, you disprove the dangers of this because they have no studies that will show you it's safe, and tell them this is what we have from the military. So you disprove this document, but in the meantime, I want this device turned off. And then you'll know it's turned off when they're having to come out and read your meter again.
And the other thing is, I would take them to small claims court. You can actually bring a small claims court action against them for intentionally harming you and your family. And believe me, if 10,000 people did that tomorrow, why, we'd have those things turned off against across America in another week. Bye-bye. We're out of time. God bless. Thanks so much. Bye-bye.
We're talking today with Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb. Tom, what makes The Green Herb different?
First is our health analysis. I know of no other company that will take the time necessary to suggest an in-depth herbal program especially for you. And we do it at no charge or obligation. Also, we manufacture all of our products right in the Wheat Ridge facilities. This way we can assure you that you're getting the highest quality products available. Last is our guarantee. If you don't think our products are the finest, most potent herbal products available, just return the bottle and we'll exchange it or refund your purchase price. We can do the analysis at The Green Herb, over the phone, or online at www.thegreenherb.com. Call today and set an appointment for your free health profile at 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or come by our store on the north side of I-70 Frontage Road, 1 mile west of Kipling.
CINN stations in Alt salutes our troops. Whether you're for the war or against it, they're still there. These men and women deserve more than our support. They deserve the comfort of home. Send a military care package today. Just type military care package into a search engine. Point and click. Let's show our troops we care. This message from CINN stations in Alt, wishing Godspeed to our fighting men and women and thanking them for their triumphs and their sacrifices.
Bug Eyes Pest Solutions says that over the summer, children shouldn't be out of guidance. For many troubled youth, the first step towards drugs and crime is having nothing to do. Give your kids supervised activities. The best weapon against delinquency is family time. That's from Bug Eyes Pest Solutions, who exterminate anything. They offer you a complete pest control service for business, industry, and home. Call 307-214-3001. Bug Eyes Pest Solutions. For information on their contractual services at sensible prices, you'll receive a written guarantee, free inspection, and estimates.
Well, we have a great book on smart meters. It's 90 pages, got everything in there you need to know. We have a 4-tape set on smart meters, and we have the interviews with Brian Sussman. Now, you have to understand, he's a weatherman who studied global warming. He says it's a fraud. But the idea that we have global warming because the incidence of CO2 in the atmosphere has increased by 40%. Well, that is true, but it's a half-truth. It's gone from 0.028% to 0.038% of the atmosphere. That's this increase in CO2, an increase of 40 terrifying percent. Because we have the global warming, because electricity is produced by fossil fuels, we've got to stop the use of electricity. We've got to tear down the dams because, well, so the fish can swim freely and that we can have more flooding and certainly we won't have the water shortages. We'll have shortages of water because we've torn down the dams and the aquifers will fall. But that way we won't have hydroelectric electricity. And so let's see now, we're going to have to certainly do away with nuclear because of Chernobyl, Three Mile Island, what's happened in Japan. We're going to have to do away with electricity. That's why you need a smart meter, why we've got to run up the cost of electricity to the point where you're going to have to lower your living standards. And we're going to have to move all the major industries that are dependent upon electricity over to China, where they're not worried about this, to India, other nations. The whole idea is to lower your living standards, to impoverish the American people. When you understand that, it makes sense. Start going. You can file a small claims lawsuit and bring it to court. I wish we could get some lawyers to bring lawsuits. This is a conspiracy on the part of the ruling elite. And they want to lower our living standards. That's why they're sending our factories overseas. 8 million jobs have gone, and they're not coming back, ladies and gentlemen. They're not coming back, because unless we were to impose tariffs, and why, that would be terrible. That would mean you were a protectionist. You wanted to protect America. What a terrible, evil person you are. You want to maintain our living standards? Why, they're obscene. We should live like the peasants do in China. Then we'd all be happy, except, of course, for the elite, the Al Gores and the John Kerrys and the other. They're going to have their other palatial, homes and their private jets. But the common people are going to have to accept lower living standards. You need to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. You need to get the book on smart meters, the 4-tape set on smart meters. You need to get my talk on sustainable development, the road to world government, and the syllabus that goes with it, because it has all the documents there you need, from the Earth Charter to the instructions on the occult Georgia Guidestones, to the Global Biodiversity Report, to the Population Control Agenda, where they openly admit they intend to kill off the vast majority of people in the world. Our number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. our webpage, RadioLiberty.com. You have to get involved. This is a winning issue. They've given us the sword that we can use to slay the dragon. If you get involved, if you don't, you got nobody to blame but yourself. And if you get react to the RFID and cell phone and other radiation, or your children do, don't blame anybody else. It's freedom worth fighting for. Until tomorrow, may the Lord be with you.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmeriFree.com.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart